Okay, I think you know a bit more about this one than me today, but if we just put them through now, I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Nothing. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hiya, I'm Jane Sheehan and I'm the UK's leading foot reader.
Wow.
You can read the feet?
You can read the feet for emotions and personality.
Now, interestingly with this, Scott, I know this is a big surprise to you, but I was given a heads up on this one and was asked for a picture of my feet to then send over to Jane. And I believe very shortly you're going to do a reading about my feet and stuff that you can tell from my feet.
Right, so someone obviously on the team said to you, Chris, we need a picture of your feet. Did you not think, oh, that's a bit weird, or you just did it?
Yeah, so I had to ask why, obviously, business or pleasure situation, and they said it was very much business. Mm. So I took pictures of my feet. I should say, Jane, as well, I've recently got back into playing football, so some of the things you saw on the, especially the bottom of the foot there, was just adjustment to new boots.
Chris has got a really high arch. Oh. Yours is one of the highest arches I've seen in a long time,
You've
Chris.
You've got a high arch, thank you.
And that says very independent, self-reliant, strong inner resources.
Yeah.
And I usually tease people like that and say you won't ask for help because you think you can do it better yourself anyway.
Well, let's go in for this then. This is
You're having a live foot reading on air right now.
So, with the pictures of the feet, I've got a high arch, right? Now, compare me to some people then. Who else would have a high arch?
Oh,
is it typically seen in what? In politicians, in world leaders, in what are we looking at here?
You're the opposite of David Beckham. David Beckham's got very flat feet.
Have you read his feet?
From photographs. Oh. I've done his feet from photographs. So twice, two different newspapers sent them to me, so I ended up reading them twice, and they never tell you who they are, and I say, oh, the last time I saw this configuration, it was David Beckham, and she was totally gobsmacked.
Wow. Sure, yeah. Jane. Sure, Jane.
That's amazing, because where we see faces, you see feet. So you could see a row, you know, on that Naked Attraction show, you must love that, because you, you just see the feet there. Down below, and you can just tell what they're going to look like.
You see more than the feet.
You'd ace that. No, but she doesn't specialise in all those other areas.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying, she sees a pair of feet. Mm. You probably know exactly what's going on up above there, don't you?
I would trust the feet more than the face, to be honest, because you know how to hide your facial expression. You don't know how to hide your feet expression.
Put them in a sock.
So what else can you tell me about Chris based on his high arch?
Well, not based on his high arch, but where his rugby boots, his football boots have been rubbing, what that's telling me is in the past, he used to have very high self-esteem, but he had people around him who were constantly knocking him. Mm-hmm. And one person in particular managed to get past his defences and left him feeling really wounded.
Yeah.
That was in the past. In the present,
was that a male or a female, do you know?
I don't know. But in the present, that's not an issue for now, but that is an issue in the past. Also, in the past, you used to speak out for the underdog. You hated it when anyone couldn't speak out for themselves, so you'd stick up for them. And again, you would take the knockbacks on their behalf. Even if it cost you, you would still say it.
That's very true, that, actually.
You'd still do it, but you're not having to do it at the moment. Your foot is showing that you've got a bad neck on on your left foot. It's showing just below the big toe.
You might want to get that sorted.
Yeah, I'm writing this down. What's
yeah?
Is this something to be worried about?
No. If you haven't, you should tell me and say no, I haven't, and I'll say okay, I got that wrong.
No, well, my neck does hurt, but I just put that down to playing football. But what I'm worried here is that your diet, you know, you're telling me something else is going on or something.
No, I'm just telling you that your neck's not quite right. Okay. I'm not saying, oh my god, you're going to die. You
okay,
know,
excellent. Well, that's good, because that wouldn't be ideal on National Radio. Oh, well, depends. Okay, I'm going to play Sub Focus and then back with Jane, the foot sidekick on Ask Me Anything. Andrew says, I think this lady's just been listening to the 24 Years at the Top Tap End episodes. No, I don't think so. I like that. I've just started playing football. Well, you're at the exact opposite of David Beckham. All right, then I'll just hang up my football boots now. Sub Focus and Wilkinson Illuminate on BBC Radio 1. In the middle of Ask Me Anything here, Jane's on. What else can you tell me about Chris, please?
He had to grow up too quickly, and he overcompensates now with a real childlike sense of fun, a real joie de vivre.
Yes.
And he's always been rebellious, but at the moment he's trying to hide it a little bit, so he's trying to become a covert rebel by doing the window dressing to appear to do what's expected, but breaking the rules behind the scenes.
Sure, Jane. I'd quite like to go back to the person that wounded his self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is that ringing true with?
Yeah, well, no, I just found this very, very interesting. So, Jane, to go into that in a bit more detail, do you feel there's a prominent person in my life, would you say, that's holding me back slightly? What's the situation?
Your question gave you away. I wouldn't actually know that. I can only read how you feel about things. But you give me away by your question, because you couldn't think to ask that question unless you weren't already thinking along those lines.
Sure, Jane.
I'm just wondering if the feet are telling me that Scott is a bad influence.
Oh, there we are.
Do you think my feet...
Well, we don't that without looking at your feet, don't we?
Because the feet don't lie. What I'm saying is the feet suggesting that Scott is a dark force in my life?
No, because this is on your past foot, not your present foot.
Oh.
So this is about the past, not the present.
I didn't know there was a past and present foot.
What about my future foot? What's going on there? I've got a question for you, Jane, as an expert in feet, right?
Yeah.
I've always heard that shoe size and foot size can equate to like other areas of the body. Is that true?
I've never done the research. Would you like to do it?
No, I was just interested because obviously I'm not studying feet, so I don't know.
I do read length of the feet. The longer the foot, I would say the more you want recognition for your merits, you love the limelight, you want to be out there and noticed.
Bells ringing everywhere around this.
What?
Well, because you extend your foot size publicly by two shoe sizes.
I'm so bored of this. Jane, don't listen to him. I'm a size 10.
8.
Borderline 11.
8. Definitely an 8. Definitely nowhere near 11.
I am.
8. But orders his trainers in size 10.
Jane, feet reader to the stars and Chris Stark, thank you so much for being on Ask Me Anything. This has been an absolute education.
Thank you so much.
Sure, Jane. BBC Music.